At the door of the building, Edric stamped his boots clear of snow before going inside. His guest did the same. The first thing Revan noticed was the warmth. His goggles fogged up, and he was only too happy to remove them to get a better view of the surroundings. As he had suspected, the shack served as both supply hut and meeting room. There were 7 or 8 Mandalorians already inside the building, lounging among the crates and packages, using them as makeshift furniture. In one corner was a massive pile of coats, scarves, and gloves. Edric was already stripping off his cold weather gear and tossing it on the pile. Revan quickly and gratefully followed suit. Candorus didn't have a chance to do the same. The instant he removed his goggles and unzipped his hood to expose his face, he was swarmed. Another round of traditional Mandua greetings rose up from the well-wishers, and Revan couldn't help but notice the pure joy on his friend's face as he was reunited with the other members of his clan. One of the things Revan had always admired about the Mandalorians, even as he'd fought them, was their loyalty. The ties that held a clan together went beyond friendship and even family. It was an essential part of the culture, ingrained in children from the day they were born or adopted into the clan. Not wanting to detract from the moment, he stood a respectful distance away. He was just beginning to wonder how much longer the celebratory reception would continue when the door swung open, and a tall, broad-shouldered figure forced its way into the room. The door slammed shut, and everything went silent. Nobody spoke as the figure peeled away the layers of clothing, revealing the face of an attractive woman. She had olive skin, and her straight, shoulder-length black hair was streaked with purple and red highlights. Her high, sharp cheekbones were tattooed with intricate blue swirls. Her eyes were also blue, but so pale they looked like shards of ice. Unlike everyone else they had come across, she didn't rush over to greet Candorus. Instead, she glared at him without saying a word.
"Sukuigar, Candorus," she finally said.
It was a common Mandalorian greeting, but something about the way she said it made Revan think the literal translation of the words, "so you're still alive," was closer to her true intent.
"Sukuigar, Vila," he replied softly.
She took a step toward him, then snapped her head to the side to stare at Revan. She was tall enough to look him in the eye. Without looking back at Candorus, she asked him in Mandoa,
"Do you want me to speak basic so the outsider can understand us?"
"I understand well enough," Revan replied in her native tongue.
Vila arched her eyebrow in mild surprise, then turned her attention back to Candorus.
"What are you doing here?"
"Is that any way to greet a clan brother?" Candorus asked.
"Are you still my clan brother? You left us after the war. You deserted Clan Order to become a mercenary."
"There was no Clan Order after the war," Candorus snapped back at her. "Tigris was dead. We had no leader. We were scattered, broken, defeated. I wasn't the one who left."
"We heard you were working for the Jedi,"
Vila said, her voice low and hateful.